Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
So today we're going to talk about five ways to increase your visibility, and this is without spending a set of money on ads and that kind of thing, because I know a lot of us start off that way before we are able to really invest in some ads and stuff, right? So for those of you who are with me for the very, very first time, I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs just like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. So thank you for being here with me. And just drop your comments, drop your questions as I'm going through it. And I'll gladly answer anything that you need, right? So today I want to talk to you all about visibility. So every Wednesday at 12, we're going to come and talk about a different strategy or different topic or theme in business. And today we want to talk about visibility. Why is visibility so important in your business? It's because if people don't know you exist, then they're not going to buy from you, right? You want to have a strategy to increase your visibility as you launch your business, as you start to put your information out there, right? It's about building brand awareness. Yes, you want to lead it to sales ultimately, but it's also about building brand awareness for your business, right? Because people need to know who you are, what you stand for, who you serve, and how you can help them in the long run. So when you think about your visibility, you want to think about, how do I put myself out there in an organic and authentic way so that my ideal clients can always find me? They know that I'm here to serve, and they know exactly how I can serve them, right? A lot of people start businesses and they immediately go and start a Facebook page, or they start an Instagram feed or a LinkedIn profile or whatever, and they're still not getting any engagement on their pages, or they start a blog, or they start to create their email list. They're not getting engagement, it's not growing, and it's because they have no strategy, no real strategy for their visibility, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. So the things that I am going to share with you are things that I have done over the last 5 years in business to increase my visibility without spending a ton of money on ads. I actually don't really spend a lot of money on ads, if at all. I go months without spending any money on ads, to be honest. And people find me, people reach out to me, I reach out to people, and my visibility has steadily grown over the years just by me implementing these five things in my business, right? Which is what I want to share with you, right? And guys, when you think about visibility, it's also not about attracting every and anybody. You want to think about quality over quantity. It's best that you attract a small group of people who are highly, highly engaged and highly, highly motivated to work with you, than you attract thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and then nobody's really engaging with you. Nobody's buying from you. Nobody is clicking on your links. Nobody is leaving comments. Nobody is following you, anything like that. So you want to think quality over quantity. When you're thinking about visibility, it's not just about getting 10,000 people to follow you on Instagram or 100,000 likes or whatever. It's more than that, right? So one of the first things you want to talk about when you're thinking about your visibility strategy is your consistency. And guys, this is not just posting on social media, even though I know this is where we are and this is where most of us have our platforms, but also sending emails, writing blogs, you know, just showing up consistently with your audience, right? You have to really have a consistency plan, and don't be afraid to be consistent. Don't be afraid to show up. if you have a business and you're only showing up to your audience twice a week, guys, your visibility is not going to grow. People are not going to know you exist. And ultimately, you're not going to get the sales that you want. You have to make a decision that I am going to be consistent every single day. And that may look different for different businesses. Eh? There's no one size fits all, because it really depends on your business, your audience, where you plan to show up, and that kind of thing. But there must be consistency. Your audience cannot hear from you today and then not hear from you for the next 2 weeks. That is ghosting your audience, right? And if that is what you're doing, then your visibility is not going to increase, right? You want to figure out, how can I become consistent with intention? So a lot of my clients, when they start to work with me, I find that that is one of their biggest challenges. And what I usually say to them is, from today, we are going to be consistent with intention. And what we're going to do is that we're going to show up to, with our audience, or show up to our audience twice a day minimum. It does not mean you have to be on online every hour. It doesn't mean you have to post every hour, because that's crazy. It doesn't mean you have to send an email every hour, because that's also crazy. But it means that you have to commit to something, right? So my clients, I usually start them off with 2 times a day. The time of the day is going to be different, again, depending on your audience and the platforms that you use, but at least 2 times a day. Let's start there. And as your business grows, we'll be able to determine how to shift and those kind of things. But at least 2 times a day. It has to be a consistent strategy with intention, right? How are you showing up with intention consistently? That is going to help skyrocket your visibility. That's number one. Yes? And tell me in the comments if that makes complete sense to you, if you have seen this massive change in your business once you have become consistent. Yes? That's number one. Number two, share valuable information. Guys, I know you've heard me say this over and over in so many different ways. I have to say it in Spanish and in French and in Portuguese now, Italian even, right? You have to share valuable information. What does valuable information mean? Valuable information means content or information that is going to inspire, motivate, and educate your audience, even entertain them to an extent, right? You want to keep sharing that kind of information with your audience on a consistent basis, because each one of these 5 things that I'm sharing with you have to work together. They're not in isolation. They all work together. Yeah? So you want to share valuable information, content that is going to inspire, motivate, and educate your audience, and in some instances, entertain your audience. That is what you, that should be your goal if you want to become visible. Because if you are sharing that kind of content, then your audience is going to start to position you as an authority figure, right? As a leader on this particular topic. And they are going to come back, they're going to share it, they're going to engage with you, right? And that in itself is going to increase your visibility, guys. And it's a mix of content, guys. You don't want to just share the same type of content over and over and over. So you want to do some stories. You want to do some poll questions. You want to do some engagement questions. I like to call them engagement questions. Those questions that, or those statements that really trigger your audience to leave a comment, you know. So are you a night owl, or are you an early bird? You know what I mean? Do you drink coffee or do you drink tea? Like, what book are you reading right now? Like, you know what I mean? Or you even want to share stuff that is even controversial, right? In your niche, right? If there's something like a new article or something that came out and you're not in agreement with it, and that's fine. You want to share those kind of things, right? Share information from others as well. It doesn't always have to be your information, guys, right? Share information from others. Don't just copy and paste the link and drop it, please. right? Don't do that. But share your thoughts and opinions. Start to have conversations with your audience. If all you're doing on your Instagram, on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn is just dropping stuff, no call to action, you're not asking your audience what they think, what they feel, you're not giving them a prompt to do something, then your visibility is not going to grow. All of that improves your visibility because it triggers the algorithms on your social media, specifically even on your Google searches and stuff. It triggers the algorithm that, listen, this page or this business or this person has really, really great content because it's getting a lot of engagement. And therefore, they're going to push your page or your content in front of more of your ideal clients. And that is how you can get really visible with your audience. Yes? So your content has to be valuable. It has to teach your audience something. It has to inspire them and it has to motivate them. Do not be afraid to share valuable information, guys. I always tell people I share 80% and I sell 20%. But anybody who follows me knows that I share a lot of free content, because my goal is to serve and to make sure that you have the tools and resources to grow your business, right? Yeah. So when you're thinking about your audience as well, that is what you want to think. How can I share information with them so that I can build my brand awareness as well as build my visibility? So that is the second thing. Be consistent and share valuable information. Make sense? Make sense? Tell me in the comments. Does it make sense? Valuable information. Yes. Valuable information. Yes. Let's go on to number three. I forget how to count there for a minute. Let's go on to number three. The third way for you to get visible, right? To get visible, to increase your visibility, guys. And this is something that a lot of us are afraid to do, is to collaborate. Yep. Collaborate with others. And that could take the form of, it could take so many different forms. If we're talking about social media, y'all could host events together, y'all could do video training with your audiences together, y'all could come together and collaborate. The reason collaboration really works well is, and you want to collaborate with somebody who has the same type of ideal client as you. Right? Because the reality is that you may not be able to find everybody who's your ideal client, and they may not be able to find you. But if you collaborate with somebody who has the same or similar ideal client, it gives you the opportunity to speak to these new sets of people directly and vice versa. Right? Over the last month, I've been able to do at least 4 or 5 different podcasts. Right? And from just doing that alone, my visibility has increased. I've had a lot more people coming to my Facebook pages, my LinkedIn feed, my Instagram, just because of those collaborations that costed me not a cent. Right? So you want to think about collaborating with people who are in your niche, who have the same or similar ideal clients. That will skyrocket your visibility. And that should be part of your strategy anyway, right? Supporting other people who are in your niche and in your business, supporting other people who may be providing a service or product that your audience needs and wants that you are not presently providing, that's fine, right? So like I would collaborate with somebody who does web design. I would collaborate with a VA, a visual assistant. I would collaborate with a graphic artist. I would even collaborate with a printer, right? You want to collaborate and have those kind of synergies with those people. And that's number three. In the comments, put 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yes, Brendan. We need to do some collaborations, Brendan. We are great for each other. We are very great for each other. We need to talk about that, Brendan, right? Collaborations, guys. That is the third way, right? 1, 2, 3. That is the third way for us to really increase our visibility. right? So being consistent with intention, sharing valuable information that is inspiring, motivating, and educating to our audience, and collaborating with others in our niche. 1, 2, 3. Let's go on to number 4. The fourth way to increase your visibility is to be engaging. That should be a duh. But the truth is that a lot of you all are not engaging with anybody else. You are coming online every single day. You're posting on your Instagram. You're posting on your Facebook. You're posting on your LinkedIn. You are reading people's blogs, but you're not engaging. And what does engaging mean, right? Social media is engagement, right? But and business is about engagement, right? Because nobody can do this alone. Engagement means simply lending your voice, lending your support, sharing your own tools and resources with other people. One of the biggest ways I've been able to increase my visibility on, I would say, LinkedIn and Instagram was because of my engagement strategy. And what I try to do is to engage with at least 20 people every single day. Before you crucify me, let me tell you how I do it so it does not become... You don't feel bombarded or like overwhelmed in doing it. What I literally do is I do it in tranches of 5s, right? So in the morning when I come on, yeah, leaving comments on a post you like. Very well, Zadel. In the morning, I choose 5 people. Lunchtime, I choose another 5. Maybe about 4 or 5 o'clock, I may choose another 5. And then like 8, 9 o'clock, I choose another 5. So that kind of helps me do 20 people per day, so I'm not bombarded. And it's not just about leaving a like, right? It's about leaving some kind of comment, right? Congratulating people if they did something well. If you're in groups, if you are, you know, anybody that you're following on Instagram, because I'm assuming you're following them for a reason, anybody who's in your connections on LinkedIn, and that kind of thing as well, right? You want to leave comments and engage with them as well. That really, really helps to boost your own visibility. Why? Because again, their clients, their ideal clients are following them. If you leave a comment, right, that is a suggestion that is very substantial, that is adding to the conversation, right, the likelihood is that people are actually going to click on your profiles as well. Even when you are reading somebody's blog, that's another thing that I do, reading people's blogs or their YouTube channels and stuff like that, I tend to leave comments, and I leave comments that are valuable as well, right? Because those people who are following, when they see your valuable comment as well, they will likely click on your profile, see how awesome you are, and then start to also follow you, right? So that is a great way to increase your visibility organically. Just leaving comments on a post, posting your opinion, leave a suggestion, connecting two people that can help each other. Exactly, Janelle, right? You want to connect people that can help each other and stuff. So guys, be engaging. If you're in a group, if you're on any groups, be engaging. Anybody that you're following, whatever they post, be engaging. Tell people congratulations. Tell people about your story. Tell people about the tools that you use. Connect two people together. Be engaging. Be sociable with people. Great, great way to increase your visibility. And we move on to number 5. Tell me in the comments, say, I am ready. If you are ready to hear what number 5 is, say, I am ready. In the comments, say, I am ready. I am ready. Yeah, if you're ready to hear what number 5 is, say, I am ready. Hey, hi, Nola. How you going, darling? Say, I am ready for number 5. Yes, I am ready. So let's jump into number five. The fifth way to increase your visibility organically, take a deep breath, is to use videos. Videos. I know a lot of you are rolling your eyes right now, but trust me, guys, in this type of business atmosphere that we are in, especially because a lot of us have to work from home, because we are literally forced into the digital age, right? Utilizing videos on every platform increases your visibility. I have this coach that I follow, and you know what she did last year to increase her visibility? She literally went live every single day for a year. And it wasn't like she didn't talk for an hour or anything. She literally just went live every single day for a year, sharing some tools, some resource, some tidbits, some advice, some something with her audience. And that increased her visibility like over 100%, right? So for those of you who are not using video in your business, you are leaving so much money on the table. People want to see who they are buying from. This is not 5 years ago or 10 years ago where, you know, people were not concerned with who they're spending their money with and a logo will suffice. People want to see you. People want to hear you. People want to build that relationship with you. People want to build those connections with you, right? I know when I first started video and I was horrified. That was 2016. I was horrified until I got into the group. And now it's like Sakai. But once I did that, doing that alone really grew my Facebook page. It grew my group without me having to do any kind of advertising at all. And it helped me to sell out most of my programs in 2016, right? Simply because I did videos. And my videos, again, were consistent. They shared valuable information that educated my audience, motivated my audience, and inspired my audience. And I even collaborated with other people on my videos, right? And guys, I can't stress how much that increased my visibility. And that was 2016. 2020, even more so. Right? And there's so many different ways to do videos. You can do a live video like this, teaching your audience something. You can do pre-recorded videos if you want to kind of ease into it. You can even do videos, even if you're not, all your videos don't have to be with your face in it, but I would suggest that you do some. But you can do like unboxing videos, showing people how to use your products, showing people like behind the scenes into your services. You know what I mean? Showing people your life, right? Because it doesn't always have to be business. You want to kind of do a mix of the two and kind of balance it off so that you build that know, like, and trust with your audience. That really helps to build that relationship that we all want with your audience, right? Unless that you did one yesterday. Yeah, right? So you want to really include video as part of your visibility strategy, but you want to be consistent. Don't do one today and then not do another video for the next month, right? Because that's not being consistent. You want to include that in your visibility. So even as I tell my clients, when I told you all at the beginning, I tell my clients we're going to do at least 2 posts per day, and this is Sunday to Sunday, as we set up their content calendars and as we fine-tune their messaging and we fine-tune their packages and that kind of thing. One of the other things that I always tell them to do as well is that every week we're going to do 2 videos. Choose your 2 days, look at your insights, look at your analytics, figure out what day looks good for you, figure out what time your audience is online, because it's going to be different for everybody based on where you are, who your audience is, and that kind of thing, right? Look at your analytics, look at your insights to figure out what works best for you. So every week they also have to do 2 videos. And guys, trust me, it skyrocket your visibility. People want to see you. People want to trust you. People want to engage with you, right? And having a video, especially a live video, gives them the opportunity to engage with you in real time, which is what you want. And that allows you as well to close the deals even faster. Because in the video, while you're sharing this information, you can tell them, I have something to help you with that, right? So you want to include video as part of your strategy to increase your visibility. Yes? Got you? Kanisa, she dreaded video. Good, right? So let's just recap what the five ways to increase your visibility, and then we'll come back next week, Wednesday at 12, right? We are going to be consistent, right? And just tell me, yes, I am, in the comments. Give me your feedback. Say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to do these five things starting today. Yes, I am, right? We're going to be consistent in how we show up and post with intention. We're going to share valuable information and a mix of information, not the same thing over and over and over and over, but valuable information that inspires, motivates, and educates. Information that is going to encourage your audience to engage with you. And I don't mean just like, but leave comments, share, you know, start those conversations. Just say, yes, I am. I'm going to share valuable information. I am also going to collaborate with others in my niche. I'm going to collaborate with others in my niche, because I'm sure each one of you all know somebody else in your niche that you can collaborate with this week. I'm going to collaborate with somebody else in my niche so that their audience, who is also my ideal clients, get an opportunity to know me so I can build, know, like, and trust with them. Yes, I am. Say it in the comments to me. Yes, I am. Fourth thing, I am going to engage with others. So no longer will I just be posting on my social media. No longer would I just read people's blogs. No longer would I just watch people's YouTube channel. I am going to leave comments. I am going to leave a valuable comment, right? Whether it's congratulating them, whether it's asking them a question, whether it's sharing your own story with them, whatever it is. Yes, I am going to do these things, right? And finally, the fifth one, which I know this is the one everybody's going to put a brakes on. I want you to do all five. The final thing is that I want you to do videos. Incorporate videos into your visibility strategy, guys. Incorporate videos into your visibility strategy, right? Because videos makes you go from earning $100 a week to $1,000 and more a week. Trust me, it works. It works. It works. It works. It works. Right? It does work. And guys, as I said, tell me if you have any comment, any questions before we go. Any questions? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So if you have any questions before we go, guys, and the thing is, you know, as I said, I promise that every Wednesday I'm going to come here and I'm going to share some strategies, some tips, some tools with you. So look out for me every Wednesday. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to tell you in advance what the topic is going to be so that you make sure that you are here. Yes. Tell me in the comments if it was useful to you. Was it useful to you? Was it useful to you? Was it useful to you? And for those of you who want to continue to have, for those of you who want to continue to have this level of support and energy, and to get, you know, more tips and tools, not just about visibility, but about growing your business and those kind of things, I invite each and every one of you to join Dynamic Business Boss. What is that? That is my membership site where every month we drop new information, new tools, new resources about growing your business, new strategies, right? So you get a swipe file, you get an audio training, you get a live training in the private Facebook group that you're in, plus you get a one-on-one with me. And guys, do you know what the cost of that is? $150 or $14, right? So it's a steal of a deal. And for those of you on my Instagram, just jump, click on the link on my bio and you will get access to the membership site. And for those of you in my Facebook, right, I am dropping the link in the comments so that you can have immediate access to Dynamic Business Boss. Guys, the new training is actually going to be dropped tonight. And the new training for this month is we're going to talk about how you prep for this quarter and all the things that you need to have, all the things that you need to have to make this quarter the best quarter of your business, right? That is what this month's training is going to be on, and it's going to drop in the group tonight. So you don't want to miss that at all. Dynamic Business Boss. Check the link in my bio if you're on Instagram watching me and get immediate access. And for those of you on Facebook, the link is going to be dropped in the comments so that you can get immediate access. In my DBS as well, I dropped the link yesterday because I was talking about it yesterday in my Facebook group. So the link is also there. So I'm going to give everybody access to it, right? So guys, that's it for us today. This is so much fun. Next week, we're going to have a brand new topic. Again, if you have any questions about your visibility, just send me a DM, leave a comment, or just reach out to me and we'll have further discussions about how I can support you on your visibility journey. Yeah? So enjoy your day, be safe, and follow the rules, guys. Follow the rules so that we all get in a safer place much, much quicker. Yeah? Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.